Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Becker on Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5, the game on this Tuesday morning. We say hello to the CEO of the Nashville Convention and Visitors Corporation. Butch Spiridon is on the line with us. Butch, how you doing?
Pretty good, guys. How are y'all?
Well, we're just trying to plow through this 2020 calendar year. I feel like every time we talk, sometimes there's just not a lot of good news, but we'll just keep searching for good news. I guess let's start with some good news.
If you're going to plow through, would you get a couple extra horses and kind of pick up the pace a little bit?
No doubt about it. So let's start with some good news. You know, now that the downtown is somewhat trying to, you know, reopen and get things going again, going through the phases, what have been your observations? We had Todd Rodemel on the show yesterday, who was, of course, with the downtown Omni Hotel, just kind of talking about how this has been for them. Well, what about now on your end?
You know, from a 30,000-foot view, people are starting to inquire about, you know, making plans to come. We see pretty good interest. We're still going to take it very carefully and slowly. And, you know, if I say hiding behind or making sure our good-to-go campaign where all the businesses just, you know, pay attention to the little things that can keep us open longer or keep us from shutting back down. And, you know, there are always going to be little reminders. I just read an email or an article about Peg Leg Porker, and after last weekend, I guess, being out with crowds, one of their employees tested positive. So they've had to shut down for 2 weeks. And to their credit, they had been taking all the right precautions, and they're stepping that up further. But it is real, and you never know, so you can't be too careful.
So how are you guys? We talked with Todd about this yesterday, the hotel industry, like things they are going to have to do differently moving forward. We talked about youth sports starting to come back around. By the way, the high school sports got back out on their playing surfaces yesterday, but, you know, kind of the new rules in place with youth sports and trying to do these tournaments this summer, and things are not normal. So everybody has to have that new approach. So how have those meetings been? Because I think the last time we had you on, but you were talking about, you know, business coming back around way down the road, but for stuff in the foreseeable future and moving forward, how have those meetings been of how you have to go about things differently?
You know, so far everybody has been great, especially on the Nashville business side, hotels, restaurants, attractions. I truly believe they want to get it right. You know, then you have conversations I have not talked to, but there's technically three big youth girls basketball tournaments in July. You know, I want to know more about what their plans are. You know, it's not just the responsibility of the venue. I trust the venues. I want to know that I can trust the client.
Yeah, that's a good point. Everybody trying to see. So what have you seen to this point, you know, downtown? We're not down there on a regular basis. We're doing the show from home. So what have you seen on business, and as things have started to reopen, what does it look like downtown?
Very slow, small. We haven't had any big crowds. I haven't had any complaints that I've heard of. I know we started music yesterday. I mean, broader music beyond one or two. But I don't see crowds for a little bit longer. You know, on the bright side, the Nashville, both the meeting planning customer and the leisure visitor, they're really loyal. They they truly love our town. And I think that'll help us. But it might also mean we ramp up a little quicker. And I'd say that probably starts in earnest in July. I think everybody's feeling their way out right now.
Talking to Butch Spearden from the Convention and Visitors Bureau and one of our city leaders as we try to continue to progress forward here. And Butch, I try to read the mayor's, and I've seen you take part in the morning updates for our city, mm-hmm. which I think are really, really well done from all the different angles here. So I try to track the numbers, and you know, we know the numbers as we test more people. It's hard to put them all in complete context and keep track, but how do you feel, based on, you know, what gets discussed every morning, how we're progressing from phase two to phase three? Because I know that's important in the grand scheme of things, especially for what you do and for what we all do.
Yeah, phase three is probably the true test. You know, we passed phase one with flying colors. Phase two, at the midway point, seems to be working. And now we enter that, okay, as close to business as normal since March 3rd. So I think that is when we find out what we're made of, because more people are going to trust, more people are going to come out naturally, and there's going to be more pressure on the businesses to get it right. And I keep saying that we do like 3 updates a week to our members. You know, as you said, I'm, you know, usually at the mayor's press briefings, talking to health every day. We can't afford a backslide. We just cannot. The thought of how devastating it could be is beyond comprehension. So, you know, that's not an option. We have to get it right.
I know this on a lighter note, one of the things I've heard get discussed is a theme song. You know, Nashville is such a great, you know, power source of tremendous songwriting. And I think there's been kind of a contest, for lack of a better word, to come up with a great song. Where are we on that?
You know, I haven't seen the results, but, you know, basically it was a two-pronged, I'll say, activation. One, let's try to prop up the songwriting community. They're devastated like everybody else. They tend to be forgotten. So we did a competition that got first, second, and third place got paid. The judges got paid. People got motivated. I think we might have even paid a little bit for the entries. Then we had the pros pick a winner. And then the mayor wanted to engage the community. And so the public has been voting to see if they agree with the pros or if they have their own favorite. I haven't seen the results of the public vote, but the pros voted for a song called I Will Survive. And it's a pretty cool song. I got to say, I agree with the pros. All 3 songs were great, but that one just had a little edge to it in the right way.
Butch, you know, we talk a lot about leadership here and how you know, we need leaders to get us through this. I'm curious for you, you know, it would be easy to sit back and say, okay, just tell me when to turn on the lights and you know, we'll get back to it. But I know you've really tried to educate yourself and try to learn, you know, what's the important information? How do we find out what we need to know to get back where we're going? Because the decisions you guys make, you know, are guiding all of us here. How much do you think you've learned about this whole thing since we started?
From 0 to 60 in maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and then continue to add on it. It was a, you know, when I went to Vanderbilt back in the day, I don't know if they still do it, but they had 3-week Maymesters where you took a course in 3 weeks that counted full credit. I feel like I went to Maymester in March.
I never took the Maymester, but I know what you're talking about for sure.
Yeah, thank you. You know, getting the information correct, you know, there was so much misinformation flying around that it really, I'd say, motivated me and us to really understand and go to the source. You know, we're constantly talking to the head of the health department, the chairman of the virus task force, and the head of Vanderbilt Health, trying to not take our information from politicians, but from the medical experts. I think it's helped. We started every day. We put out a update to our members. We have 1,200 business members. We probably sent an update to a couple thousand. We don't care if you're a member. We want to engage and inform and create that path of trust that we're not going to tell you anything we haven't verified. We're not going to overreact, and we're also not going to under-respond to situations. And from the response we've got from our members, I feel really good about it. I always feel like we could do more, but we've got everybody reading and everybody kind of on the same page. I haven't had, much angst, much criticism or blowback from what we've been putting out. And then I mentioned the Good to Go campaign. This was a Ryman Hospitality, Vanderbilt Health, and us, enhancing the protocols, the data, and the information for our businesses so we're all getting the same information at the same time. And I just think there's nothing more important or more critical than that. Factual, accurate, timely information. And then if we all row together, we'll get out of this quicker.
Well said. Butch Spearden here with us on Darren, Donick, and Chase. And I'm a big NASCAR fan. I've been keeping up with everything going on with NASCAR and their return. And there's a report, nothing official from the sanctioning body itself, but a report yesterday that fans could be potentially allowed at the Homestead Miami Speedway or Talladega here in a few weeks. The number is not finalized. And like I said, it's just a report. It's nothing official. But when you hear things like that, how much are you all going to be paying attention to different gatherings that may or may not happen in other states? I know it's, you have to keep an eye on what's happening here at the time, but is that something that you all will keep a close eye on to see how it might apply to Nashville?
Oh, without question. Probably a month ago, maybe more, our team reached out to NASCAR just to check in on the, awards week and that activity. And good news for us, they said, if we start racing, then we're going to keep our awards week and our banquet and bring the burnout back. So seeing a race again was encouraging, both in terms of bringing a sport back to life, but also that a cool event in December is likely to still happen. Then talking to the Titans regularly, talking to the Preds regularly, just trying to figure out where everybody is, what we can do to help, and going back to your earlier question, what we can learn. So the best thing, if there is a silver lining, is everybody's talking to each other, different sports, different segments of our industry. Everybody's communicating and sharing, and I mean, we have to continue that.
So you brought up songwriters and musicians earlier. About a week ago, I just went for a walk through downtown, and as phase two had started and things were reopening, and you had some places that did have a couple of musicians on stage, but then I noticed that there were some bars that had giant screens on their stage, and they were streaming musical artists that usually play there. They were streaming them playing, and I thought that was a very cool idea. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on some of the creativity that you have seen over the course of this to try and help songwriters and musicians, like you said, and others continue to do something and make somewhat of a living, even though they're not able to play in person.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. It was at Kid Rock's place, and the band was actually right upstairs, socially distant, but they were playing and streaming it downstairs, which I thought was brilliant. I think, Keith Urban doing his drive-in concert, Live Nation's trying to figure some things out, Daddy's Dogs doing, drive-in. I think people have been as resourceful and as creative as ever, and it shows our spirit and our drive as a country, and certainly as a community in Nashville. I probably put the drive-in movie theater and the with the concert and streaming a concert one level down in a bar as two of the more creative opportunities out there. But there's no shortage of ideas.
I agree with you 100%. I do think people have been really creative through all this. We've been creative at this radio station throughout all of this. Let's end with this, Butch. I know there's a big, big event in about a month or so that is a big deal for our city. When do you think the city will have to make a decision on July 4th?
Well, we have already scaled it down, and Channel 5 is going to carry it live. So we're going to have live music, but to see the live music, you're going to have to watch it on TV.
Okay.
We have a short fireworks show right now in light of the current environment. You know, we're even rethinking that. We will not put people in harm's way. So if the community is safe, that show will go on, but much scaled down, and very much a salute to frontline workers, healthcare workers, first responders. You know, we'd like to do something to honor them, but we're not going to celebrate just to celebrate. It's got to make sense all the way around.
Yeah, good deal. Hey, thanks for the visit. As always, continue to be safe, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Yeah, y'all take care, and you have been doing a good job socially distancing and keeping the show alive. So thanks for that.
Appreciate it. That's Butch Spiridon. He is the CEO of the Nashville Convention and Visitors Corporation, and he's been doing it for a very, very long time, and there's nobody better than to talk about the history of this city, and especially downtown, than Butch, because he's been there every step of the way, and hopefully we'll just continue to take steps forward in trying to return back to a little normalcy in downtown Nashville. All right, we'll come back and wrap up the first hour of Darren Donick and Chase next.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.